I'm sorry, no, I just... You didn't turn on, you didn't hit the... Oh, you did turn it off. Well, you're good. The input thing, but that was funny. Mm-hmm. Just out there drinking milkshakes and then, yeah. Bad word.
Where does the time go? My mouth is full of chocolate. Where does the time go?
All right, here we go. 10 minutes, long-form improvisational comedy. And the word is charade.
Charade.
Or charade.
Oh.
Charade, charade, same word.
Charade.
Charades.
Charade.
Charade. Charade, charade. Charade makes me think of playing charades when I was younger. Used to love to play charades. And used to love... My favorite part of charades was to come up with new and exciting ways to communicate the category under which my suggestion had fallen. So, like, you know, movie, make a little movie camera symbol. But then, like, you want to stop doing the movie camera symbol. You want to move on to something else. So, you know, you got to come up with, like, different things, like, you know, like a little clapboard or, like, you know, or whatever. So I would really, like, book, you know, different ways to, like, symbolize book. So, and a few other things. But I really enjoyed playing charades when I was younger. And I really, really enjoyed it. And it was really a good fun time for me. Charades.
Charade.
Charade.
Charade makes me think of the Cary Grant Audrey Hepburn movie from about 1960. It's a lighthearted comedy. I think George, what's his name?
Stanley Donen.
Stanley Donen directed, but what's his name? Oh. George, it's like Kennedy or something?
Yeah, George Kennedy.
Yeah, George Kennedy, isn't it? Young George Kennedy, pre-death ship. Which is a phenomenal movie that I recommend people track down. I've only seen half of Charade, unfortunately. The circumstances under which I saw it. Well, I got to see the first half, and then we had to stop and leave for some reason. The movie was, of course, returned. And wondering the point at which you get to say that you have seen a movie. Do I get to see that I've seen Charade? I saw the first half of it. Certainly familiar with it. I can talk about the plot. But I haven't seen the end. I don't know how it all winds up. But then in the conversation, do I necessarily want to be able to reveal the ending? Should I, myself, participate in the charade?
Charade.
Charade.
Albert, This car is not starting. What did you do to it?
Well, I tweaked and then did the little twist and belts, complete overhaul of the belts, tightened them up a little bit, and, you know.
All right, let me look.
I see. I don't recommend that laymen look under the hood.
Complete overhaul of the belts. I got two problems here. First of all, you replaced my fan belt with a braided belt from the Gap.
Well, you know.
Two problems.
It's designer.
It's leather.
Yeah.
And braided belts are so 96.
Okay. Well, it was on sale, too. What do you want?
I don't know, man.
Give me a lot of trouble here.
Well, Al, you know, you're my friend. You're my wife's friend. I come to you because, you know, it's one of those things. You know, if you have a friend that's a mechanic, you take your car to them. They charge you less money, but they get steady business from you.
Well, I charged you less money, didn't I?
But you did crappy work, Al.
It's a nice belt.
All right, well, it is a nice belt, but it's not doing the job.
Your car's going to need to lose a little weight if it wants to run optimally. Take it up, take that belt up a few notches.
And First of all, look at my car's shoes.
Yeah?
The belt does not go with those shoes.
They're nice shoes.
I'm not saying they're not nice shoes that you put on my car. Not really sure how it's supposed to go anywhere with these big metal shoes. But they're different colors. You got black shoes and a brown belt.
I got the pumps where you squeeze the little thing and then it pumps up so your car's taller for when it plays basketball.
But they're black, right? Am I wrong?
No, they're black.
The belt is brown.
Yes.
These don't go together.
Light, dark, you know, gradually preparing you for the...
No. Belt and shoes, same color.
All right. Well, how about the shirt I put on your car?
Oh, Alice.
Yes?
Those hormone treatments really been wreaking havoc upon your body, haven't they?
Well, you know, the doctor says it's all for the better.
But someday you and your husband will, your husband, Mike, will be able to have children.
I'm certainly optimistic. I've always wanted to be a mother.
Well, your sperm count really is shooting up.
Ah, it's through the roof, you know?
Now,
I can't use the abacus anymore. I've had to move on to the calculator.
But as long as those estrogen treatments are giving Mike spontaneously birth a womb inside of him, you'll be able to have a child.
Well, you know, it's all going to come together. I'm still wearing the dress in this family, though.
And let me tell you, you look phenomenal.
Not really used to having to cough up wads of phlegm. That's new to me.
Or pee standing up.
At secretarial school, they taught me nothing about having to pee standing up.
Have you found yourself unable to do any of the things you were able to do before?
You know, crocheting's a little weird. It's hard to be, you know, as delicate and careful as I used to be.
Are you saying that all women crochet?
I'm saying that I used to crochet.
Okay, so you're not making a blanket statement about women.
No, I was making a blanket statement about me.
No. Blankets? Did you used to crochet blankets?
I used to. Now I guess I'm just going to have to buy them from the store.
You're turning into a consumer.
I guess. Well, you know, Martha Stewart puts so much thought and effort into her products, I might as well.
She also puts a lot of Taiwanese sweat labor.
Yes, that's quality Taiwanese sweat labor.
It is. It's stamp of approval by the USDA.
Mm-hmm.
4-star choice sweat labor.
I've completely lost track of all my favorite soaps.
Really?
Yes.
Have you started to watch auto racing?
I flip past it. Perhaps I linger longer than I used to.
Okay, I just wonder if that was a guy thing or not.
Mm-hmm. I still throw a fit if Mike doesn't use a coaster, though.
That's good. At least you're holding on to those.
Let me
last vestiges.
If you don't mind, I'm going to go cough up some phlegm now.
Okay. Okay, we're never going to get to play charades if you don't even know the words for the categories, man.
Okay. You're torturing a mouse?
This is the category.
Torturing mice.
No. What am I doing here? What is this thing I'm holding? Come on.
You're holding something. You're holding a mouse that's being tortured.
This is the movie. Look, I'm looking through a movie camera.
Okay. Movie
title.
Movie. Movie about tortured mice.
Okay. No.
You're shooting up.
That means two words.
You're prepping a vein.
Two words.
Okay.
Two words. Okay.
Tortured mice. Now it's one word?
This is the first word.
First word.
One syllable.
Okay.
That means one. First word, one syllable.
Okay. You're going to crush my head.
That means a small word.
Oh, it's a small word.
Small word.
Okay.
It's usually a or the.
Mouse.
No. Not mouse.
Small word. Not many syllables.
It's usually a or the.
Oh. Okay. A or the. Oh, I'll just pick one. Okay, or.
Now I know why Aunt Edna keeps you locked in an attic.
Because I'm bad at charades?
That and the huge deformed eye, I'm thinking.
Is that throwing you off?
Yes.
You want to torture some mice?
Sure. Why not? Well, it's too bad that we got my car started, but we accidentally ran over this woman and her friend who must have been taking hormone treatments, and then those kids started torturing a mice on your hood.
Don't even try to tie this one together. I think we gotta go.
Oh, do we?
Yeah, because people are standing over us and staring at us. It's irritating. So let's go.
Okay. Dun-dun!
Thank you very much for listening. whatjanslike@hotmail.com. We'll be back next week and 2 weeks after that in tape format. So please do stay tuned.
End the show on kind of a... Whoa.
Yeah. Yeah, well, you know. And I enjoy the milkshakes, frankly. Thank you very much for listening, and thank you very much, Kat and crew, for coming down. We'll be in touch for the event we have planned.
Yes.
Good night.